Hello, thank you so much for listening. If you're listening to this, you have picked card pile number one. Just very quickly, these are from Titania's fortune cards. So I thought it'd be fun to pull in just a little bit of that fortune telling and energy. And this is a pretty old deck. I don't know if you can find it online, but you can look up the Titania's fortune cards, and it's Titania Hardy is the author. I love these cards. They're very traditional Russian gypsy cards. Roma, kind of simplistic pictures that are quite symbolic, that elicit something in all of us. So I'm going to speak to these cards as a bit of a story, because I'm going to pick three cards off of the top for each pile. So you're listening to this, you pick pile one. I don't know what the cards are yet, so I'm going to flip each of them over. I'm going to talk very briefly about the meaning of them independently, but how you read these is they make stories together. Okay, so card number one, child. So we have the child for card number one. So this is, everything's going to fall into essentially a positive card, a negative slash, I like to say challenging card, or a neutral card. So this is more to the positive neutral, depending on what's around it. But child could mean a literal child. It could mean something in its infancy, something that feels very wondrous and new. If you follow tarot, it's very like page energy. Okay, so it's child. Next card is scythe. So scythe is actually a neutral card, believe it or not. Scythe is indicative of clean cuts, clean breaks. Now we're building kind of a story, like there's some sort of clean break from something that's childlike, or maybe there's a clean break from something, so you can start something new and something fresh. The scythe is, there's not too much to take from it. We really have to look at the cards around it. Okay, so the third card is, this, and again, this is a interesting story here, a bit. Okay, so the third card is the tree. So this is a really this is an incredibly positive card. So it's almost like, okay, so the tree is called the blooming tree. It's a very positive card of joy and growth. You could arguably say even abundance, not necessarily in a physical way, but definitely health, vitality, abundance. It's just to think of a sacred oak. Think of a tree that gives fruit. Very positive. So child, scythe, and tree. There's a story here about having to move away the old for good growth. Something, but what's interesting is it starts with that child. So you may have started something that you need to stop. Maybe you started a project, or you started moving in a certain direction that you thought was going to be good, but then you're like, ooh, I don't know. I might have to cut ties with that or cut that out of my life so that I can move on to better growth and opportunity. That sort of energy of like, you know, quitting a new job when you're only 2 weeks in, or a new relationship, but it might not be quitting it entirely. It could also just be starting from scratch. Like I always think of an art project when I get these three cards together, like when you have a vision for something you want to create, any sort of creative project, and then you get into it a bit and then you're like, ooh, no, rah, no, I got to start from scratch, or, you know, clear out a lot of what I did because it's not heading in the trajectory I want. Ultimately, this ends with a really positive card. There's good growth, but something needs to be cleared away. And the child, I think, is a hint and a clue to whomever is listening to this. I don't know if it is literal, like maybe there's a project going on. Maybe this is telling me the kids are going to not be in school again. I don't know. I highly doubt that's the specific meaning for it. But yeah, it could be literal children, or it could be something, a situation or something in your life that you're just starting and it's in its infancy. The child's a very good card though, and the scythe isn't innately negative at all, believe it or not. It's just more an indicator of things that need to be cut away. Even a harvest sometimes, right? Because the scythe is what we would cut our fields down with, our ancestors, some of our ancestors a long time ago. So it could be culling sounds bad. It could be taking in the harvest as well. So you can look up the symbology of this as well. You can Google, what does the child mean symbolically in fortune telling? What does the scythe mean symbolically in fortune telling? What does the tree, a strong, beautiful tree, mean in fortune telling? And see what comes through for you, but really trust your own instincts too on what these three cards elicit. Okay, happy Samhain, happy All Hallows Eve, and I hope I get to see you soon. Okay, bye.